the Marketplace Index for Wednesday the 7th. I'm David Brancaccio. The program's about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow up 46 points today, 0.4%. S&P warned late today it might downgrade the credit of the entire European Union, but stock indexes moved higher after digesting the news that wasn't, after all, much of a surprise. S&P 500 up 2 points, NASDAQ Composite Index unchanged for all intents and purposes. The 10-year Treasury yield is down to 2.03%. Could Germany, together with France, lead the European Union to some grand bargain at a summit on Friday? Call it the Merkel plus Sarkozy equals Merkozy plan. Today, market players wrestled with the chance that the summit won't get the job done. A senior German official is quoted but not named in several media stories as being pessimistic about an overall deal. If it did happen, the plan would have sticks and carrots, one big stick, a way to crack down on European budgets, and some big carrots, new money for a rescue fund or from the European Central Bank. But maybe the pessimism is just realism, says Matthias Matisse, a professor of political economy at both the Johns Hopkins and American universities.
The markets aren't stupid, right? They look at this deal, the Merkozy deal, as everybody calls it, and it only focuses on fiscal policy. I mean, it's what I would like to call a German tea party with a French pastry. But the German tea is the substance. The pastry is a little French sweetener. It's all austerity again.
What you're really saying here is it's a lot about disciplined, unquote, budgets, but where is the growth going to come to the European economies that will get them out of that mess?
And that's exactly what markets are worried about. I think we live in a bit of a myth right now that what financial markets want is austerity, austerity, and austerity. Cuts, cuts, cuts. I don't think that. I think they want to see future growth. And in that sense, at the heart of the Eurozone problem is that there's a problem of surplus and deficit countries. On the trade balance side, Germany is surplus, and the rest of Europe, the Mediterranean countries, are in deficit. That needs to be addressed just as much. Just cutting everybody's budgets is basically going to lead us into a new depression.
So on this Wednesday, you got to believe that Mario Draghi, who runs the European Central Bank, is doing just what the rest of us are, trying to figure out which way the other European leaders are headed, because he's not going to move and make more money available unless he thinks there's going to be progress on the fiscal side.
Yeah, that's going to be the big question of this weekend, right? Whether European leaders can convince the European Central Bank that they've moved far enough. And I think they'll move just far enough for the ECB to start stepping in and buying more bonds.
Matthias Matisse at Johns Hopkins and AU in Washington. JCPenney has just bought nearly 17% of Martha Stewart for $38 million. The man largely responsible for Apple stores is now running JCPenney. He's looking for big changes, including inserting Martha Stewart stores into JCPenney outlets. It is good being Martha Stewart today. Her shares rose 33% today. Time for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is down on the latest consumer credit report from the Federal Reserve today. We borrowed $7.6 billion more in October than the month before. Student loans and car loans were up. During the summer, consumers were using the credit cards and loan amounts were down. But the fresh numbers today suggest that we're either confident enough or perhaps desperate enough to borrow more. To find out more about our collective borrowing and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, go to marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.